USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump responded to Attorney General William Barr's comments that the president's tweets about the Justice Department cases make it tough to do his job.
I cannot do my job here at the department with a constant background commentary that undercuts me.
Barr also said he won't be bullied by anyone, whether that someone be Congress, editorial boards, or the president. The president's response, written on Twitter, indicates that he is not deterred by Barr's comments. The remarks come just as he and the Justice Department are under intense scrutiny for nixing a sentencing recommendation by prosecutors who said former Trump advisor Roger Stone should serve between 7 and 9 years in prison. All four prosecutors on the case have resigned. The president had expressed his displeasure with the initial Stone recommendation, which he declared a miscarriage of justice. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Diplomats from nations that lost citizens when Iran shot down a Ukrainian airliner pushed Iran's foreign minister for more cooperation from Tehran on the investigation. Amid heightened tensions with the U.S., Iran said it accidentally shot down the aircraft January 8th. All 176 people aboard the Ukraine International Airlines plane died. The victims included 57 Canadian citizens, as well as 11 Ukrainians and 4 British citizens. Going further than he ever has in expressing regret over Obama administration immigration policies, Joe Biden called it a big mistake to have deported hundreds of thousands of people without criminal records. Biden was in an interview with Univision anchor George Ramos, and he said, "I think it was a big mistake. It took way too long to get it right." In written statements included as part of Biden's proposed immigration overhaul, the campaign has already acknowledged pain surrounding many deportations that occurred while he served as President Barack Obama's vice president. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A third member of a suburban Oklahoma City high school cross-country team who was struck by a speeding pickup truck earlier this month has died. Molly Crum, age 18, died at the University of Oklahoma Medical Center. Crum was among 7 members of the Moore High School cross-country team who were struck while running on a Moore sidewalk on February 3rd. The driver was going 79 miles an hour in a 25-mile-an-hour zone when he crossed 2 lanes of traffic and struck the students and several parked cars. Rachel Freeman and Yurita Martinez also died in the accident. To qualify for the Democratic debate in South Carolina, candidates will need to have won at least one delegate in earlier primary contests or cross a polling threshold of 10% nationally in 4 polls or 12% in at least 2 polls. The Democratic National Committee barely changed the rules from the qualification threshold they set for next week's debate in Las Vegas. Those qualifications could help former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg make his first appearance on the stage. According to the new thresholds, 5 candidates have already qualified for the stage: former Vice President Joe Biden, former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. The window to qualify for next week's February 19th debate closes the night before the event, while the window to qualify for South Carolina runs from February 4th to February 24th. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.